News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
We're all getting used to learning more about healthcare and infectious disease than we ever thought we would need to know, particularly, for example, PPE. Most people listening will know I'm talking about the protective equipment that doctors and nurses and frontline medical staff wear in the fight against COVID-19. A few days ago, none of us knew what that acronym stood for, but I wonder how much do we really understand it. Dr. Suzanne Crowe is an intensive care specialist at Crumlin Children's Hospital. Suzanne, you've been speaking a little bit about this, about the burdens of PPE and how it affects your work. How burdensome is it?
Good morning, Kieran. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk. It arose really out of a conversation with my own children, trying to explain to them what we have to wear in work. And I realised that people really didn't appreciate all the different items that we have to wear to protect ourselves and how that affects our working conditions and the hours that we spend looking after patients. So it really arose out of that.
So tell us then about the amount of time, say, to put on the gear. What is involved? What gear are we talking about? And what is the process for putting it on?
So we normally wear a cotton pyjama outfit called scrubs when we're working in the intensive care unit. And we then have to wash before we go into the patient's room. Obviously wash our hands, wash up to the elbows, and then we put on a hat. To cover your hair and the top of your face. We also have to put on a protective gown. It's a full-length gown and it's quite heavy. It's a synthetic material, so it doesn't allow moisture through. And it makes you quite warm when you're wearing it. It's tied up all down the back. Then we have to wear a very tight-fitting mask. It's a bit like the mask that you would wear if you were sanding a floor. So it's to prevent you from inhaling anything that's around you. So it's very tight fitting and it's held by a couple of different elastic bands or attachments at the back of your head. And then in addition to that, covering your entire face and neck, we wear a full face clear visor. A little bit like what you would buy in a hardware store if you were welding.
Okay.
And that so that goes over as well. And then we need to wear gloves. Certainly we wear one pair of gloves when we're in contact with the patient. And a lot of the time, in a lot of different circumstances, we wear two pairs of gloves.
And only in then... going from one patient to another, do you have to strip all that off and put on new gear?
Oh, yes. Yeah, because each time you're in contact with somebody with the infection, you're now fully contaminated. So you have to take it all off very carefully so that you don't, number one, contaminate yourself, which is very important, but also that you wouldn't wear the same gear going into another patient because you might contaminate them.
It sounds like you'd spend most of your day taking on and off gear.
Well, in order to minimise that, we spend
long
periods of time with the patient. Yeah. No, it's something that we have trained for. We're very used to looking after people with infections. I suppose what makes this very different is that we anticipate large numbers of patients in the intensive care units around the country. And also, it poses such a large risk to the person looking after the patient. That makes it quite different to lots of other infections that we deal with. And staff are obviously really anxious and conscious about that. So we have a buddy system to help us put on the gear so that you can have somebody who's trained and who understands it to assist you to make sure you're adequately covered before you go into the room. And then at the same time, that you have a buddy to help you take off the gear correctly. And each piece of equipment that you take off, you have to wash your hands in between. So because you've taken off something that's dirty, in a sense. So now you've got to wash your hands and then you take off the next piece and then you wash your hands. So, taking it off is quite a laborious process as well if you want to make sure that you don't self-inoculate. And then you have to dispose of it, obviously, carefully in the kind of bins and bags.
I assume this as well, it's probably difficult to work wearing all this gear when you're not used to wearing it all the time. I know that there'd be situations where you would be putting it on and off during a day, but to be doing it all day, I suppose, is a challenge for healthcare workers. And it's probably a challenge, is it, in terms of connecting and making a human connection with patients. It's hard to, I suppose, have a kind of an empathetic connection to someone when you're looking at them through, as you said, welding goggles almost.
That is something, and I think that the largest burden is borne by the intensive care nurses. They're an amazing team of nurses all around the country. Intensive care nurses just do phenomenal work and have very strong connection to patients. We have a lot of other people coming into the intensive care unit, physiotherapists, occupational therapists, healthcare assistants, and all must gown to protect themselves working on the ICU. So then they all experience these feelings of feeling dizzy, claustrophobic. It's very hot to work in. And then your hearing is quite reduced as well because of all the things around your head. So it's quite difficult to communicate both with the patients, the family and other team members. You have to make particular efforts to make sure that your message has got across clearly. So we're using a lot of things like whiteboards and stuff to try and get messages across. But there is that worry that you've lost the human contact a little bit. But there isn't really an alternative at the moment. The patient must be protected and the staff member must be protected. So we don't have great alternatives to wearing the gear.
Can I ask, before I let you go, Suzanne, about some of the stuff we've been told around corona, that look at children are essentially immune, very unusual for children to get sick with this. You're working in Crumlin Children's Hospital. How much do you consider yourselves at the coalface of this?
I think everybody working in intensive care around the country is united in their approach. We're all following the same HSE guidelines. And every patient who comes in who seems to have symptoms is managed in the same way, irrespective of their age. So it's a big deal for every single person, all the neonatal intensive care units, pediatric intensive care units and adult intensive care units. We all operate along very similar lines.
All right, Suzanne Crow, intensive care specialist at Crumlin Children's Hospital. Suzanne, thanks so much for shedding a bit of light, I think, on an element of this that a lot of us didn't know a huge amount about.